Hi, everyone, and welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I am one of your co-hosts, Jim Samaria.
You know, if I must say, Jim, that is the greatest song intro in the history of rock music. Just my opinion.
I think so.
Well, greetings, everyone. I'm your co-host, Mark Plotnick. Each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insights, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s or wherever the music takes us.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, and the book features my photography of classic rock era artists from 1973 to present day with words by my lovelorn co-host, Mr. Mark Plotnick.
All right, Mr. Rudolph Valentino. I doubt that every girl you liked early in life was as interested in you as you were in them.
Sorry to disappoint you, but they all were. I was very popular.
Modest man.
Yeah, I was very modest. Well, and of course not. I had some heartbreaks. Before I met my wife, Sheila, there were a few women who broke my heart, just a couple.
Okay. Well, so that leads us into today's show that we call You Are On My Mind. And as we all know, music elicits powerful emotions when it comes to matters of the heart, particularly during our impressionable years.
Sure. And today's show is about music and girls that trigger happy moments for you, correct?
Yes and no.
Oh.
It's more about songs that trigger vivid memories about particular girls from my past for whatever reasons. And of course, all before meeting my lovely wife, Hope. Hope, are you listening? All right. So to protect the identities of these girls, I will only be using their first names when I tell my stories.
Yeah, it's a good call. And while you tell these stories, I will provide a background on the songs and acts that you have chosen for today's show. So let's get this over with. let's cry me a river.
Yeah, okay. Right. Well, I'm going to start crying. Woo-hoo! Well, let's go back to 1963. I was in seventh grade and growing up in the West Rogers Park neighborhood of Chicago. I was at a party in the basement of a friend, and I invited this cute classmate who was my first crush. After the party got going, the basement lights went off.
Blown fuse or what?
No, wise guy. Someone intentionally cut the lights.
Uh-oh.
Then a friend next to me said, "Kiss Leah, kiss Leah." So I awkwardly gave her a few pecks on the cheek, and needless to say, she wasn't impressed with my moves, and that was that.
I thought you were going to protect the identities. You just
mentioned. No, I said last names.
Oh, last names.
Yeah.
Okay.
First names. They can't sue the station, can they, James?
Probably okay. Not. I wouldn't.
He thinks so. All right.
Yeah. You know, if I knew you back then, I could give you some pointers. I was kind of like Fonzie.
Well, I could have used the how-to book as well, but I'll always remember the song that was playing at that particular moment. It was It Won't Be Long by the Beatles. And as a side note, I saw this girl at a high school reunion years later, and she was married to a musician.
See, you can't trust musicians with your baby.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
The Beatles song you mentioned was released on the 1963 UK album With the Beatles, and in the United States, the album was issued as Meet the Beatles. That song was meant as a follow-up to She Loves You, but John Lennon didn't feel it was strong enough despite having all of the signature hooks and harmonies the Beatles were known for. Nevertheless, Lennon told Playboy magazine that the song helped grow their audience beyond screaming teeny boppers. So here are the Mop Tops helping Mark remember his first crush, Leah.
It won't be long, yeah. It won't be long, yeah, 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 yeah. It won't be
Lennon didn't feel this was a very strong song. Man, did they have high standards.
He was wrong.
Okay, Jim. So now I'm 15 years old and a freshman in high school. And I loved skating and hockey, so I went to the Rainbow Ice Skating Arena in Uptown, and I ended up flirting and skating with this adorable blonde girl. And as we were skating, the arena played You Were On My Mind. And when I returned home, I heard that same song on my transistor radio, and I couldn't shake those feelings from meeting that girl. I knew I'd never see her again, but I was also struck by the song's gorgeous chord changes and harmonies. That song and that girl are forever linked in my mind.
Well, sorry, Mark. I'm less interested in your little crush and more in that of the ice skating arena. The Rainbow Arena was a Chicago institution at the corners of Clark and Lawrence, and the building was completed in 1928 and converted to an ice rink in 1957. So for all you people out there who love trivia on ice skating rinks, there you go. In fact, it was also a practice rink for the Blackhawks, who won the Stanley Cup in 1961. It also served as a training rink for Olympic skaters and was the original location for the Kinetic Playground Music Venue.
And you know who played there? At the Rainbow?
Who?
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, now we'll get to your song. The We Five were a pop folk group from San Francisco, but the original lineup was very short-lived. The song You're On My Mind was a 1965 remake of an Ian and Sylvia song, but it gave the We Five a number one hit. Lead vocalist Beverly Bivens, did I say that, Bivens?
You did, beautifully.
Okay, thank you. Had an amazing voice and presence and should be, she should have been a star. Let's play You're On My Mind by the We Five.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
Yeah, I'm sorry you've had your heart broken so many times, Mark.
I'm not done yet.
Yeah, I know. It's a long show. It's going to be a five-parter, isn't it? But anyway, just a more positive note. Remember the first time you played Spin the Bottle?
I do.
Yeah, I do, too. And I remember I was in seventh grade, and it was the first time I ever kissed a girl. And I got to kiss a girl on the lips for the first time. And that was very exciting in many ways. But it was somebody that I really, really liked, and the bottle spun, and it went right on her. And I'm sure she remembers it as fondly as I do.
Do you remember what was it, Fanta or Coke or Pepsi or...
But, yeah, it's one of those memories. Unfortunately, I don't have any song to remember to it, but I remember the first kiss I ever had.
Doesn't matter. It's a good story.
Yeah, thank you. Well, anyway, you are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time. And we talk about kissing and all that kind of stuff on the show, right? All right, Mark, surely you have more songs and more stories about girls from your high school, right, that broke your heart?
But of course.
Yeah, of course you do.
So I was now in my junior and senior years at Sullivan High School in Chicago, and I had a serious crush on a girl named Susan who expressed, believe it or not, a lot of interest in me. One day during physics class, I was paying way too much attention to her when our instructor called me out by saying, "Mr. Plotnick, I know Susan is much better looking than me, but is it too much to ask for your attention?" Man, was I embarrassed. True story. And there's another similar story when we were together in chemistry lab, and I'm afraid that might challenge our PG rating.
Wait, you had... I got to hear this chemistry lab story.
Yeah, off the air.
Well, what amazes me is that you made it out of high school, really. Hey, Jim,
that might have gotten some laughs at the Catskills, but not today. In any case, the songs I strongly associate with Susan in this time period are The Turtles' Happy Together, The Crying Shames, If I Needed Someone, and The Young Bloods' Get Together. Sadly, Susan eventually took an interest in a football player. It came down to this. He had a car and I didn't, and as we all know, most girls wanted guys with wheels.
You didn't have a car?
I didn't get my first car until my first year in college. My aunt lent me her pink Chrysler Valiant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice. So that's why I didn't have any girlfriends.
I had a Camaro.
Oh, God.
Well, that was cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mark, as you know, the frontmen of the Turtles were Mark Volman and Howard Kalin, better known as Flo and Eddie. And what most Turtle fans don't know is that during their careers, they hung out with the Beatles, had a meal with Jimi Hendrix, and even joined Frank Zappa's Mother of Invention. Mothers of Invention. Gosh, I'm turning into you here with some mistakes. The music rights organization BMI named Happy Together one of the top 50 songs. As for The Crying Shames, they were a big deal regionally from 1966 through 1970. The Shames were known for their pop-oriented garage rock sound featuring jangly guitars, great harmonies, and a guy with a pirate hook.
Yeah.
As most everyone knows, the song If I Needed Someone was written by George Harrison and recorded by the Beatles in 1965. But The Crying Shames recorded a fine version that appeared on their 1966 Columbia album, Sugar and Spice.
Yeah, and Jim, I love that album, the jacket cover that featured a cool photo of the guys posing in their hippie period garb at a candy store in Piper's Alley in Old Town. So let's listen to the songs Happy Together, If I Needed Someone, and if we have time, James, you'll let us know, the Young Bloods' Peace and Love classic, Get Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter. wonder how they tossed the dice. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Oh, make the angels cry.
year returns for us at least. We are but a moment's of light fading in the gray.
Well, Mark, I know you told the story how that song reminds you of,
yes,
of a broken heart. Well,
yes,
the same song. When I was in high school, the girl I was dating, I found out that she was seeing another guy. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so it was all secret to me. And it turns out that the guy she was seeing was my neighbor. Can you believe that?
That's not a smart move.
No, it was not a smart move. So when I approached her on it, she kept denying it. I said, well, I know it's a fact because I've known this guy you've been seeing since I've been 8 years old, and lives down the street from me. So she finally admitted it, and we broke up. And when I went home and got in my, you know, bed and started crying, you know, because I was young. I was very young, and that song came on. And every time I hear that song, it breaks my heart, and I don't like the way I feel when I hear that song.
Oh, Jim, hold on. Get the
second.
Kleenex.
Wait, why are you doing this to me?
Wait a minute. We don't... What? No Kleenex in the studio?
Eggers, you're not funny.
What kind of budget? Right? What kind of budget do we have here?
Well, anyway, you know... Okay, boy, you know, the tears are flowing
here.
Oh,
Jim, calm down.
That's
calm
our
down.
Producer, Jim Eggers, thinking he's funny, you know. But anyway, that's what... Way to go.
Jim, I'll make it feel better later.
Okay.
We'll play something that'll lift your spirits.
I'm so unhappy.
Yeah. Sorry, Jimmy.
Well, anyway, that was, and I don't want to hear that song again. Get Together by the Youngbloods. Jesse Colin Young was the singer.
Oh, God, there he goes again.
There, yeah.
Oh, I can't stand seeing Jim so sad. Cut it. Let's okay.
I'm sweating now, too.
Oh, God.
God,
poor Jim. Well, everyone, you've been listening to The Strange Part 1 of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the Mighty 101.5 FM, where we play the most beloved rock, blues, folk, fusion, and pop music of all time.
And songs that break your heart.
Yes, yes.
Jeez. All right. Stay tuned for part 2, everyone.